hiking in the dark. It is dark now, when I begin my early morning walk in the woods. And now that autumn has marched resolutely into winter, darkness persists well beyond my 6 a.m. start time. Trails that have become familiar after years of hiking are disfigured by eerie shapes and outlines. Rocks and tree roots have magically sprouted from previously level ground. Inevitably, I stub my toe or trip on some unseen obstacle. Fallen branches from last night's storm lie in wait. Layers of autumn leaves create a false floor through which my unsuspecting footsteps sink. Sometimes a piece of the moon donates a few streaks of light to the mystery trail. But when skies are dark, there are no visual clues for where I step. My very first night hike was during summer camp on a warm August night in the Connecticut woods. Our leader forbade bright flashlights so we would not scare away the nocturnal creatures we hoped to find. "See with your feet," he told us over and over again. Amazingly, that advice worked. With concentration and a chunk of courage, it didn't take long before our feet became sensitive to the ground's gradations, textures, and irregularities. Toes learned to explore for obstacles before trusting full weight on feet. Holes, dips, and depressions in the ground were detected in advance of potential stumbles. But mistakes still happen. My foot gets snagged into a trip and I fall. Since the pace is slow, there is little damage except to pride. Once down, I pause to feel the firmness of earth beneath me, to imagine its solidity all the way to core. On my way home, as dawn makes way for day, I think about how similar night hikes are to journeys through life. The same rules often work for both. Slow down, concentrate, see with new senses, and don't be scared. Despite uncertainties of the trail, hidden obstacles, false surfaces, slippery floor, the earth is solid and firm underneath. It is the nature of nocturnal ground. It is the nature of life.